The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
If you own a Housing Board flat, you're going to be pleased to know that a study has found that HDB flats survive depreciation effects better than private non-landed housing. This when they are older than 30 years of age. The study conducted by the National University of Singapore said this is because HDB flats withstand aging better. Professor Sumit Agarwal, Loh Tuck Kwong Distinguished Professor in Finance from the NUS Business School, was one of the co-authors of the study, and he joins us live now to tell us more. Professor, so interesting. Why is it that HDB flats depreciate better than private apartments? Is this largely because of the way they were built or how they've been maintained?
I think there are multiple factors. So clearly the way they are built, and also over time, HDB actually inputs other additional revenue into it by upkeeping them. And so that actually helps their maintenance, and that reduces their depreciation rate. And also many people who are buying HDBs, they are less likely to sell and move out because they have inbuilt equity in these houses because they get the subsidy from the government. So all these factors in effect make these resellability less, and as a result, depreciation reduces the depreciation.
Mm-hmm. Well, Professor, why are the differences more marked after 30 years?
Yeah, so I think what happens is in the first few years, people are in flux, people are deciding to, there's mobility within the housing market, and also the construction for the, because the upgrade that kicks in is after a while from the HDB. So first few years, the depreciation is the same because they're just going down at the same level, you know, the construction of these apartments. So, but after, then the upgrade happens, and also people who are moving are deciding to not to move, they're not moving anymore.
Okay, understand. Tell us a little bit more about how this study was carried out.
So essentially, we were interested in this question for a while, understanding what will happen to HDB flats. Do they depreciate faster? Because there was this whole kind of a commotion last year that maybe HDB flats depreciate, and this was creating anxiety among the populace. So we said, let's study this in depth and understand, do these HDB flats actually depreciate faster, and should people be worried about their equity or their housing equity they've built over time and these things? And to our surprise, I mean, they actually depreciate much less, and it happens, quite significantly less over time. So, I mean, it's good news if you actually own a HDB that you will actually be far better off in the long term in the equity you will generate in these houses.
Mm-hmm. Well, for people who live in condos, for example, they pay a monthly maintenance fee around like $300 to $400 every month for most people. So does this fee not help to kind of age-proof their estates as well, or even better than Housing Board estates?
I think it does. So I'm not denying that. What is happening is a lot of it is being done for cosmetic reasons. If you look at them, they are looking very good from the exterior. But what HDB is doing is actually doing renovations and upgrades that are much more structural. So, I mean, because to do structural, $400 is just not enough, even if you aggregate them up. That's the difference between an HDB and a private condo. HDBs look much more not appealing from the outside. The condos look much more appealing, but HDBs are much more structurally and engineering-wise much more solid.
Your study also includes a chart that shows the price change in residential properties as they age. Compared with HDB flats and private freehold properties, the price levels for private leasehold properties seem to taper off far more sharply after 20 to 30 years. And by 40 years, the prices of both HDB flats and private freehold properties decline by about 30%, whereas private leasehold properties drop by close to 60%. Can you explain why this happens?
So obviously, over age, property prices will be dropping. You know, they're aging, there are new properties coming up, better locations are coming up. So there's a trade-off. And as a result, there will be a general equilibrium effect that prices will be dropping. So that we would expect. Hmm. I think what you're interested in, why is the freehold not dropping as much as the leasehold in the private properties? The freehold, obviously, there is this another notion that keeps the prices high is because people realize that I can live there forever. So there's the discounting factor is different between freehold and leasehold. So that makes them comparable to the HDBs. And as I said, HDBs, clearly they have been marked up. And freehold, you know that you have to keep them up. It's not that they'll be on block. So you have to do the upkeep of your freehold private properties. And I think that's why people are putting more money into the upkeep of these.
Okay. Well, Professor, since this study looked at houses from 1997 to 2017, do you think your current conclusions may change in the future? I mean, if developers change the way they carry out maintenance from now on, and what needs to change if so?
Yeah, so I think I would encourage the developers when they're selling these properties up front to say, oh, yeah, when you're getting into it, maybe we will actually provide much more significant changes or upkeeps or maintenance or upgrades of these properties going forward. So that is a contentious issue because that will require them to charge them higher maintenance fee per month, and that may actually suppress demand for these properties. So, you know, it can cut both ways.
Just last year, Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong announced plans to expand the current home improvement program in about a decade's time. What kind of impact do you think HIP2 is going to have on the depreciation effects of Housing Board flats?
So I think that will actually reduce the depreciation rates even more. And I think that's a good thing for the anxiety that consumers have right now, HDB owners, that, oh, they are worried that this will hurt us. So I think this is a good thing, the program that the Prime Minister has announced.
Okay, what kind of impact do you think the HIP2 will have on the prices of older resale flats?
So that, I would imagine there will be a differential effect. The olders may see a little bit more, but that is something we will have to conduct another study in the future to do a comparison of the older versus newer and look at the impact of the new policy on that.
Okay, so what does all this mean, the implications of your study for homeowners trying to make a decision between public or private property?
Well, I'm not sure there is a decision because, I mean, these are segmented markets. People like me who are foreigners can't buy HDBs. And first-time homeowners, Singaporeans, they typically get a huge subsidy to buy HDB. So they are almost always buying HDBs. So I'm not sure there is a big of a choice, but if we are looking for Singaporeans who are in the secondary market with deciding between HDB and private condo, I would say if you're looking at the modern HDBs that are as good looking and as fancy as the private condos, go with the HDB because they retain their value much more. So from an investment point of view, you're better off. Maybe from a consumption point of view, because your apartment doesn't look as flashy, you may be less better off buying HDB.
Thank you very much for your thoughts and the inputs. Professor Sumit Agarwal, Lo Tak Kwang, a distinguished professor in finance from the NUS Business School, right here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.